TJ, thanks for taking the time to have a chat to us. Always great to talk to you. What was your reaction about the barrier, Barrier 3 for the Cliffs of Moher yesterday?
Well, I thought it was a great draw. I think it's a good draw, and yeah, that was better than 15 last weekend, yeah, and we fared out all right over that one. But I think 3 is a good draw, you know. At least we might be able to get a position early and that, you know, not like having to be wide all the time, you know. Like Yucatan, he was pretty wide last week, you know. But sure, that's just what you have to do from that draw and make the best of the way home. So yeah, I'd be happy. I'd be very happy with 3.
Well, he does seem to be a horse that likes to take time to settle. We've seen that in his runs overseas and what he did in the Caulfield Stakes. So do you envisage from Barrier 3 that he'll be able to be a lot closer in the run?
I'd say he'd be able to be a bit closer anyway, you know. Yeah, he does take his time and that, you know, because you don't want to set him a lice and that, you know. But, yeah, he has a good draw and he will be able to do what he wants from there. I suppose it's easier to be able to do it from a good draw than from a bad draw, you know. Bad draw, you have no choice in it, maybe just to drop in last or in at the back end, you know. But he's got a good draw and I'm sure he'll be able to make the most of it there from Barrier 3.
It was a really good run in the Caulfield Stakes on Saturday, making ground from the back in what was a hot race and some really good sectionals. How much improvement do you think he'll take out of that first look around Caulfield?
I think he'll take plenty out of it. He's after coming out of the race really well. He's very fresh. He's put all his weight back on. He actually put it back on. He actually didn't lose anything, really. He lost a kilo, I think. And, you know, he just has his behaviour is just probably might put people off because he sweats when he comes into the paddock and that, you know, and they think it's unusual and that, but you know, that's normal for him, you know. He's very relaxed at the races, but he just gets switched on then and he knows what he's doing and that, you know. So we're very pleased with him. He's come out of his race really well and he's in good old form.
Is that something he's always done in his career, or been a big sweater?
Yeah, always, yeah. Idaho does it. Idaho's a brother to Highland Rail. He'd done it. They'd be awash with sweat now, you know. That's just their make, you know. That's just what they do, you know. Certain horses, you know, they just sweat and it puts a lot of people off. But if he wasn't doing it, we'd say there must be. If he wasn't doing it, you'd say there's something different with him, and there might be something up. You know what I mean? So that's just what he does. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal.
Was this always the plan, TJ, to give him the week back up? I know he backed up over the Royal Ascot Carnival. Do you think he performs well that way?
Ah, yeah. Sure, look, we've done it with Johan Vermeer last year. We've done Caulfield Stakes, Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup. It was always the plan, you know. Aidan said, look, this was his idea from a long way out, you know, to run him in the Caulfield Stakes and the Caulfield Cup, you know. So that's what we're doing, and sure, it seems to be working okay. You know, there doesn't seem to be any issues with him. If he wasn't right, we wouldn't run him. That's the bottom line.
He's finished second in the Epsom Derby. He beat home Cracksman in that race, and he's got Group 1 form all around him over in Europe. How do you line him up against the other internationals who will be competing against in the Caulfield Cup?
They'll be tough. The internationals will always be the toughest ones to take on in the Caulfield Cup, you know. Like, I mean, their form is solid and that, you know. Well, I know we're probably a Group 1 horse. We're knocking on the door in Group 1s anyway, you know. So, like, he was third in the Tattersalls Gold Cup this year. Second in it, and we won it with another horse at that time. But, like, you know, he's been placed in the Eclipse. He's been placed in Ascot. He's been twice, you know, in the same week, you know. So, like, you know, he's a solid horse, but like at the same time, you know, he always seems to be the bridesmaid, you know. But sure, he always runs a good race, you know, and he's doing everything right, and you know, last week was a very good run to build on, but like, you know, he still has to improve again, you know.
Is he a horse that wants a nice, truly run Caulfield Cup? He likes the speed and high pressure.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, he wants that, you know. Sure, you know, it's always a true run race, the Caulfield Cup, so that won't be a problem, and that'll suit him, you know.
There's no doubt about that. We see these internationals, some horses improve lengths when they arrive here, and others don't perform up to their expectations. His stablemate Yucatan was just breathtaking last week. Is he a horse that has ever produced anything like that back home?
Well, I'll tell you, the problem was, I suppose, this year our horses were sick. And I suppose in the few weeks before we come here, I suppose when he went into quarantine, they started to run better. 2 weeks after, they're on song. We're winning Group 1s and everything is winning, you know, everything's running well. You know, I mean, we couldn't have it any better. Mm. So that was just a great sign coming here, because you have the same horses and they're all in the same place. So that was a great sign. And his work was really, really good before we came here. And watching him here at Werribee every day, he just took up where he left off, and he was very good.
I know you were confident on race morning because we heard you here on RSN 927, but were you expecting a performance so breathtaking or dominant as that?
I'll be honest with you. If he was drawn better, I would have said, have the house on him. I'll be honest with you now, because I kept telling Aidan that he's going really well, and Aidan just kept to me. He said, he's been working well before he went out. You know, his work has gone really good. You know, I can't really, you know, like, I mean, the thing about him is he's a very easy horse to hang with. You know, he's a real pet. You know, so. Like, there's no issues with him, you know. So, you know, like, he's just a good horse, you know. I mean, like, he always shown that like, he is a good horse, but it probably took time with him as well, you know. And Ryan Moore always liked him. He told me a year ago, Ryan Moore says to me, he's the Melbourne Cup horse. He actually said that to me a year ago. He said, he's the Melbourne Cup horse, yeah. And he always liked him, you know. So, like he is a Melbourne Cup horse. Can he win a Melbourne Cup? Maybe he can, you know. We'll have to see. But the main thing about it is he's been trained for it. He's always been trained for it. So that is a big plus. If you're training him for it, well then it has to say something. So he has been trained for it. I'd like to think he's a better horse than Johan Vermeer as well. Mm. So I'm not trying to compare Melbourne Cups, but comparing horses, he's definitely as good as him, if not better.
Do you think he would have won the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, I do, yeah. But, like, then do I think he'd have won the Melbourne Cup after that? I don't know. Mm. So, I mean, we can't be too greedy now either, you know. If you have a plan, you have to stick to it, you know. So it would have been nice to win the Caulfield Cup with him. He probably, we all know that he has a solid chance with what he done last weekend, and going around there with such a lightweight on him this weekend would have been great. But, like, would we have won the Melbourne Cup then? I don't know. But I know we have a great chance in it at the moment.
It's going to be exciting the next time we get to see Yucatan. We've got Cliffs of Mar in the Caulfield Cup. He's drawn a nice barrier. Should we just have a caravan on him on Saturday then?
Yeah, you should, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put anyone off of backing him. Very pleased with him. He will be thereabouts. He will be thereabouts. I wouldn't be surprised if he won, but I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't either. But he'll be knocking on the door.
Good on you, TJ. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks very much.